Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Monday on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550. Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
Allen going to roll left, looking for someone in the end zone. And now Shovel passes it. Complete to Jackson Hawes for his first career touchdown from 5 yards out. Josh Allen. Looking like Magic Johnson on the fast break. It's a screen pass to Shakir. Has a blocker in front. Racing to the end zone, and he's in. It's a 15-yard screen pass for a touchdown. As Shakir got great blocking downfield, got up the sideline and into the end zone. And the Bills have the lead back again. Back to pass, looking left. And stretching and reaching for it is Kincaid, and he stumbles into the end zone for the touchdown. A 20-yard touchdown hookup, Allen to Kincaid, and the Bills are an extra point away from tying it up early.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Football Monday. Victory Monday. It is Jeremy White, Joe DiBiase, your phone calls. We're going to check in with Mr. Paul Hamilton in a moment as well because it's also a Hockey Monday. The Sabres play the Blue Jackets tonight, and we have the lineups.
Yeah, we have the roster. So we got some NHL regulars in there.
Yes.
The some prospects.
Sabres jersey debut of Michael Kesselring.
Okay.
So he'll be out there tonight with Bo Byram. Of course, yep. Byram signed that extension. And the Sabres are going to feel good about their defense core this year. There's no doubt about that. On paper, they have a very good defense, and how will that change the way they play? So we'll get to Paul in a moment. Want to get a call in quickly. It is Buffalo Bills Football Monday and a Victory Monday. Butch on the east side. Hey, Butch, good morning.
My guys, thanks so much for taking my call. I love MSG. I love WGR to all the fans who listen and watch this beautiful radio show. I love each and every one of you. I'm going to get right to it. And Jeremy... You've been around a long time, my friend, and we've been watching this same scenario, this same rodeo for years. I am happy, first of all, don't get it twisted, that we're 3-0. That's fine. I look at moving forward how to perfect what we have to be better than what we are. We started the first two games, and Brandon Bean has done a wonderful job of filling the cabins with young talent, especially the last 2 years. Last year, we got maybe 4 or 5 out of the draft class that's actually performing. Maybe a couple players like Carter and maybe Cole Bishop is under investigation. But Coleman is playing well. Ray Davis is playing well. Now, this year, we came in out of – I think we hit big on this draft class that's actually performing and actually on this football team that's ready to help us contribute to the 3-0. The reason why I say that is, every single time Brandon Bean's with his kryptonite is loyalty. I love Brandon Bean. I love Sean McDermott, but Sean McDermott's kryptonite is loyalty. He has this thing with Tre'Davious White that he's so fascinated because of the Patrick Mahomes trade that we moved up and we took Tre'Davious and they took Patrick Mahomes. He has this thing. And don't get me wrong. I understand that if we win a Super Bowl, he gets one. I understand if we win a Super Bowl, Poyer gets one. I got that. Let them be and let them play any roles as statesmen where they can help and groove the young players. Do not mess with continuity. We played the first two games with Dorian Strong playing starting at corner, and he was holding his own against the Ravens. Especially after he tackled Henry, it gave him a breathing thing that I belong in this league. We go against Miami, against the Cheetah. We go against Waddle. You bring in the slowest molasses cornerback just because Tre'Davious went all of a sudden he was injured. And all of a sudden he's healthy now because he knows Dorian Strong is playing. It's a possibility that he might not get his spot. Now here goes. This is where I say Sean McDermott.
Well, that's what I was going to get you, Butch. Like the guy that's deciding which of those players gets the starting nod is not Bean. That's going to be McDermott.
Well, it's like this. It's common sense, man. I mean, if my grandfather can see that this guy is slow and this guy is fast, it's common sense in today's NFL. I mean, today's NFL is nothing but speed. This is why we took a Harrison at cornerback because he ran 4.2. Cheetah and Wild was running speed. This man has 2-3 leg injuries. I had 2 ruptured Achilles myself. I can't run as fast as I used to be. So there was common sense. My thing is, this is the point I think you're taking my call. Is that Dorian's strong. It's the same thing last year, Jeremy, when Dorian Williams was leading NFL in tackles. All of a sudden, Milano got healthy, you bench Dorian Williams. This is the same thing he does. But what I'm saying is I just want to move forward and just allow the best talent that we have to play, not by names, not by salary. Dorian's strong and Benford is solid at cornerback. And there can grow something very special if you leave them alone. Hancock is ready to play. Let him play. But at the same time, when you got people lingering around, it's like going to the gas station, and every time you get out of the car, you got the same guy asking you for a dollar. That's the same way I look at Tre'Davious White. You know what I mean? He's always just hanging around, but he's in the way. So therefore, moving forward, I'm thanks for taking my call again. I don't want to sound redundant. It's just that let's move with the players that's actually ready to play that can help us play. Watch the tape. The tape don't lie. He was trailing every time. He can't play. He can't play press coverage because he's too slow. So you got to play six yards off the ball. That's guaranteed 4 yards every catch. I love you guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Butch. I don't want to jump the gun and say like Dorian Strong is immediately ready for the job. He got a lot of praise for had good numbers against the Ravens. That's because the Ravens targeted almost everyone and succeeded in doing anything they wanted to.
Right.
And they hit for a touchdown on Benford, who is very good. They ran all over and threw all over and did what they want. And I don't know, your defense gives up 40 points. You want to say like, oh, that guy didn't give up any touchdowns. I think, well, being a corner is being part of an 11-person unit. It's one of the reasons I don't like quarterback rating when targeted. That happens
right.
A lot, right?
Right.
If you're a corner, you give up three completions for 18 yards and nothing else. What's the quarterback rating there? It's pretty good. But
right.
Did you just make the stops on 3rd and 12? Did you close down your side of the field? So I don't know. I don't know if Dorian Strong's ready. I feel like if he was, they would play him. And I don't know about...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The safety, help me. He mentioned.
Hancock?
Yes, Jordan Hancock. I don't know about him being ready. Is he going to play safety? Over who? Over Bishop? Over Rapp? I mean, the Bills consistently lean on the guy that knows the system better than the guy that's fast. That's how Rapp has the job.
Right.
And Bishop is their aggressive, potentially athletic, elite player back there. And what's his problem? He hasn't yet known what to do with all that athleticism. That's what has to come along. So I don't think it's just as easy as you put the fast guy in, because the fast guy takes one step the wrong way, covering another fast guy.
Right.
And he's cooked.
And eventually they do want to put the fast guy in. They drafted one, right? He got hurt.
Yeah.
So, like, what are you supposed to do? And I'm with you. Trey, I'm actually surprised. He's 28th in the league in coverage grade amongst corners, which is actually pretty good. But I think a lot of that was the Jet game. Last week against Miami, he was targeted 6 times. That's what I'd want to look at more. How often are they going after you? And 6 targets in one game is a lot for a corner. So he's covering Waddle. That's a tough matchup for him. I can't imagine there are going to be many teams who throw out a number 2 receiver that's going to beat him that many times.
And there are multiple plays
as many times as that
where is. Waddle is getting the ball after Tua had held it for a good amount of time.
And the rush didn't
like
get
the pass
there.
Rush yep. is not getting home. It's right. getting pressure. It's not getting home all the time.
But again, like I think eventually they'll do the thing you want. They drafted Hairston. I just don't know when eventually is. Is eventually week 14? Is it week 9 or is it next season?
Yep. 803-0550. Paul Hamilton joining us now as we shift gears a little bit. There's a hockey game tonight. The Sabres and Blue Jackets play in Columbus. Columbus has already started its preseason. The Sabres get their first game of the preseason in tonight. You can hear it here on WGR. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Happy hockey good. Season. Are, yeah. you, are you ready?
I am ready, absolutely. I was ready when the kids showed up for the Prospects Tournament, and we had a scrimmage on Saturday, and now here we are for the first preseason game.
And the Sabres' regular season starts 2 weeks from Thursday, so we see 4 preseason games between now and the Bills game against the Saints, and 2 weeks from Thursday, they'll open things up against the New York Rangers. So, Paul, a look at camp. You know, camp ends and the preseason begins kind of, you know, whatever. You still got bodies in there. You've got 2 teams. They're mixing their lineup. What have you seen that is different so far on this team? How they want to be different, play different, how they're built differently, even though the changes were not exactly drastic. They made their share of changes. So what do you see out of this group?
Well, right away we saw an NHL group. You don't always see that. You know, it's mixed in, and the only time these guys have been mixed in was for the scrimmage, and now for this game, actually, which is what you'll see in preseason. Most of the, quote, star players will play more in the home game, so you'll see more of them on Tuesday, probably Thompson and Dahlin. You'll see them tomorrow. But I will tell you this. The best line by far in that scrimmage was the Kulik line with Doan and Quinn. They played very, very well. And the thing Lindy Ruff does with the scrimmage, he wants to see how players will do when they're dead. I mean, it's been a very, very difficult camp. And he wanted a scrimmage on purpose where the guy's legs are heavy. He got it. The legs were heavy. You know, and all right, now how do you react? You know, what's your plan now? Now that you're tired, now that your legs are heavy, you're going to loaf when you come off the ice. You know, what's your plan now? So he did that on purpose. So it's really hard to say this guy really looked good or this guy really looked bad in that scrimmage type of format, except, as I said, for the Kulik line as he's centering Doan and Quinn. And, you know, Kulik, he had to love the first goal that he got. I mean, he's at center ice. He causes a turnover, comes straight up the slot, you know, no messing around. It wasn't a breakaway. I mean, there were guys, you know, who had to get back to try to defend it. And he, He shoots from probably a little bit in from the high slot, and he beats Lyon, you know, with that shot of his. And that's one thing Lindy Ruff talked about last year is Kulik needs to shoot more. He has an elite shot. We got to talk him into using it because he's a lot of the time he's looking for a pass because he was out there with Tage Thompson. And it was almost like message received. And it was just, you know, if you're a Sabre fan, you're thinking, okay, maybe Yuri Kulik is already looks to be better than what he was last year. And, of course, you expect that. I mean, he came on once he got to center and then started playing more. I thought he got better and better as the season went on. I mean, he had 15 goals in 62 games, and a lot of that was at the – you know, the last half of the season or the last month and a half of the season. So, you know, there was an encouraging sign right there, I thought, from Yuri Kulik and an encouraging sign from that line.
Paul, they kind of have centermen that are all shoot first, aren't they? At least at the top of the lineup. I'm not even saying that's a problem, just wouldn't you say Norris is kind of the same type of player where he's going to be a shoot first type of guy?
Yeah, and now Norris is quite capable of setting players up, but yeah, I mean he has an elite shot, and that's exactly what he does. And you know, he normally will have more goals than he will have assists, which is fine. I have no problem with that. McLeod is interesting. I mean, to see. I mean, last year was the first year he became a 20 goal scorer. Again, another player that they had to convince to start shooting the puck, and it got good results. I mean, now he had a 20 goal scorer from a guy who had never scored more than 12 or 13, as I recall. So, and I think, you know, he's only done it once, so you don't know. But it wouldn't surprise me if he's able to do that consistently, you know, and get Cord's 20 goals every year. And when you have a two-way centerman underneath your top six who can get you 20 goals and is good in his own end and can win you some faceoffs, Norris can also do that. I mean, part of the – not the whole part, but part of the power play problem is you lose every faceoff and the puck goes down. Now you've just lost 30 seconds off your power play because you got to go get it. Now you got to try to get back in the zone. There were some games for the Sabres that was challenging. And, you know, so if you got a centerman like Norris who can win you faceoff, now you have control of the puck right away and you're not losing that time and you're not losing having to get set up again and maybe you won't get set up. So you would think that would help the power play also.
Paul Hamilton. Paul, we're going to see the Sabres' first-round pick tonight, Radim Mertka, who's going to play in the lineup. How have you seen him kind of blending in?
He hasn't been with the Sabre group. He's been with the second group, with the Amherst group. But you know what? I really liked him in the prospects tournament. I thought he skated very, very well. That first pass was usually on the stick. He was good at getting out of the zone. Did he make 18-year-old mistakes? Yeah, he did. I mean, but overall... I mean, and he scored like 5 minutes into his first game, you know, and it was good to see how he at the left point kind of moved a little bit. So he gave the guy who passed him the puck a lane to get it to him, and then he had a shooting lane. So I thought, you know, that's a pretty heady play right there to get that goal. But he didn't back down from anything. I mean, when guys came after him, which they will, he was right there. Stood up to all of them. He didn't back off one little bit from any of that. So, is he ready for the NHL? No, he's not. I mean, let's not get excited here. I mean, from fans, I know everybody wants everybody in the NHL yesterday, but that's been a problem of the Sabres, rushing guys up to the NHL. And I think this kid, he can play in Rochester, and they're still figuring that out, but especially for a defenseman at 18. That's a little bit tough. So I think Seattle is a good landing spot for him. But, you know, I really liked what I saw in the first impressions from this kid.
One guy that is, of course, ready for the NHL in the NHL, Kesselring. How about your impressions of him and how he looks in this group?
You guys okay with him wearing number 8 or, you know?
I like that's a fine defenseman number.
I've got no problem with that.
I'm good with it.
Okay. Doug Bodger wore it for many years with the Sabres.
I mean, the best defenseman in the world wears it, right, in Colorado. So,
A lot of fans will be happy to hear him. Now, he was not afraid to fight. I mean, when he got the Gordie Howe hat trick in one period in Buffalo last year, he fought Malenstein right away in the second period. He didn't have any problem with that at all. I remember when he got traded here, he said it's not necessarily in his nature. He has developed that into his game, and he has promised Lindy Ruff it's going to be more into his game. That he, you know, people are going to see him tougher, as he said, and I think he already has some toughness to him, especially when we're talking, you know, a lot of Sabres over the years. We haven't seen a lot of toughness with his hockey team, so. Here's a 6'5", 215-pound guy that wants to be tougher and is concentrating on being tougher and said, you are going to see that this year. He goes, that is going to be much more part of my game than it has in the past. And Lindy Ruff keeps saying, you know, you guys keep thinking he's going to play with Owen Power all the time, and he's going to start with Owen Power, but it's not necessarily from what Lindy Ruff says. He goes, they're going to play with everybody. You know, as far as the defense goes, and you know hockey coaches, you sit there and see these lines all through training camp and all through practice, and they start with them, and then 10 minutes into the first period, they're all juggled. You know, that's the way hockey coaches roll. So I think he will play a lot with Owen Power, but as Lindy Ruff said, you got to go with what's happening in the game. He goes, if we need a goal, I might switch the pairs. He goes, all of a sudden, you might see two offensive players playing together. If we're really sitting, you know, defending hard to defend a one-goal lead, you might see us change the pair to more defensive pair. So, Lindy's kind of – he's not saying Power and Kesselring are going to play all the time, but he's kind of trying to temper it, saying they're not going to be out there every single shift together.
Paul, last week we talked about like who could make the roster with this Greenway injury more of an opportunity to do that. Guy we did not bring up, I don't think, but I heard Lindy talk about the other day and was with the NHL group. Mason Gearson, what can you tell us about him other than like he? This is a guy when you pull up the stat sheet, you mentioned the penalty minutes first. Like, are the Sabres ready to have a fighter on their team?
If anybody likes Rempe of the New York Rangers, you're going to love this kid. I'm not going to call him a kid. I'm sorry.
He's 30.
Yeah. That's my natural thing to say. But, yeah, they're going to love this guy. I mean, that's who he is. He's, you know, if we're going on his skill as a hockey player, you know, well, if he, again, so, like Rempe, he might have the skill of making the East Coast League.
Yeah, he's at zero career NHL points in 77
so
penalties.
If you like Rempe, yeah, you're going to love him. If you think Rempe is a waste of a roster spot, you're going to think that.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. But it's also a guy that if he's in the lineup or you need to put him in the lineup, I don't think people are going to be taking pot shots at Darlene. I mean, that's what I think you're looking at here is a guy that will start discouraging some of that stuff that we've seen for how many years now where people know they can just take liberties and nothing's ever going to happen. And as the Sabres grew a little bit last year, you know, Alex Tuck would have to show up and take care of something or Tage Thompson. And that's great. I'm glad they were willing to do it, but I would rather they not. I would rather somebody else. So, you know, when he's in the lineup, you're going to see less and less of people taking pot shots at Darlene and Thompson.
And you do think he'll play? Like, not every game, but you think he'll be in the NHL this year?
Yeah, at times. Until I heard Lindy the other day, I kind of had my doubts. It depends. I mean, if you're going to keep two extra defensemen in Jones and Bryson, then you keep one extra forward. Well, when Greenway comes back, you've got the one extra forward. Is it Danforth? You know, what are you going to do with that? Or are you going to send Danforth down and is it Gertsen? Or are you going to keep two extra forwards and only one extra D? He likes Jones. I mean, he said he's going to sneak up on people, is how Lindy Ruff put it, Zach Jones, from the New York Rangers. So it seems like, and in my depth chart, I kind of had it this way, too, that he's the number 7 guy and Bryson's the number 8 guy. So Bryson could wind up in Rochester, too. They have sent him down before, and he knows exactly what he's getting into, re-signing with the Buffalo Sabres. He knows he's not in the top 6. He knows he has to keep himself ready. He knows he might wind up in Rochester at times. So it's not like you're going to have a brooding player in Jacob Bryson. He knows what he signed up for, and he is a depth player, and that's it. I know people get all tied up in knots about the number eight defenseman for the Sabres and why did they sign him and this, that, the other thing. And it to me, it's just a non-issue. It's a non-conversation. He's a guy that can keep himself ready. But, yeah, if they had signed him to be their number five defenseman, I understand the conversation. But I think some folks just get too tied up with your number eight guy. To me, it really doesn't matter.
Paul, one more thing here. But going into tonight's game, we get our first test of, wait, was that Josh Doan or Josh Dunn? Josh Doan, Josh Dunn, Josh Dunn, Josh Doan. Doan is the guy. They're both in tonight. So Josh Doan is the Utah player that came in the Paterka trade with Kesselring. Josh Dunn is the Amerks guy who's a little bit older. But Josh Doan, I feel like people might like him quite a bit. There's some good stuff to hear about him.
Absolutely. He's going to be in the middle of the fray. Other teams are going to hate him. And that's good news for the Buffalo Sabres. I mean, they don't have many of those guys that – And he has an upside. You know, I keep pointing back to a guy like Ray Ferraro, who I respect very much. He talked about him, saying in the beginning last year in Utah, you know, he played 51 games with Utah. He was finding his way in the NHL. Yeah, his dad is a big, big, big player in Arizona over the years. But still, even with a dad like that, he had to find his way. And Ferraro said as the season went on, you could see him get better and better and better. And he feels with an elite shot that he has and the type of guy that is going to be around the net where goals are scored, that this is a guy that has an offensive upside. Whether it happens or not, we'll have to wait and see. I mean, he did score 26 goals in the AHL with Tucson, which is kind of what Quinn did that 1 year too, in about the same amount of games. So the puck was going into the net for him there. So it's possible. And as it turns out, as we've heard more about the trade, Kevin Adams would not do the trade without him in there. Utah wouldn't put him in. And they said, he said the trade's off. We're not doing it. And it got to a point, it's like, if you want Paterka, you are going to have to put Josh Doan into this trade. And they got what they wanted. So it'll be interesting to see how he grows under Lindy Ruff as a Buffalo Sabre and to see, is there that offensive? He scored in the scrimmage, and it was on the power play, and it was one of those things where was he? He was standing right on the corner of the crease. So when Bo Byram knocked the puck out from under Lyon's pad, he was standing right there to tap the puck into the net where he was supposed to be. So, it doesn't matter if he has a good shot then because he just tapped it into an empty net. But I'm very curious to see how, you know, I know what we're going to see from a forechecking standpoint. He's going to be in the middle. He's going to have guys mad at him and all that kind of stuff. I know what that's going to be about, but I'm very curious to see what is this offensive upside? Is there going to be an offensive upside with him?
Thank you, Paul.
Take care, guys.
Paul Hamilton ahead of tonight's game between the Blue Jackets and the Sabres, the first preseason game that'll be from Columbus. And you can hear the game here on WGR. On Geertsen, Mason Geertsen is his name. He's played 25 games in the NHL, has never recorded a point. And I was trying to find how many shots he's got in 25 games. I'll see if I can find that for you. But I guess you could make as many points as you want about how that's a deterrent, like pot shots on Dahlin or not. And my belief is not to say, like, hey, when you fight back and you say, that's not okay, we won't take that, that looks good, and you feel better about that, and teams come together. I think the reality is in the NHL, those shots happen anyway. Like, you've got a guy dressed in the lineup, you're still going to smash your captain in the face. You're still going to take a elbow. This is the Sabres' most famous don't-go-after-our-captain moment, a team that has guys that fight and get mix it up. Peters is there, Mayer's there, Collette is there. They go out and they do the job. I feel like a lot of times the argument is, if he's in the lineup, it won't happen. And I just think that's not really true myself. I think the shots will still. You're telling me Mason Geertsen's going to dress, he's going to take the 12th forward spot, and no Sabre will get hit?
Right.
I just don't think it happens less. I think you're more likely to have a response, but I don't think the hit happens less.
He has in 447 AHL games, 19 goals, and 840 penalty minutes.
All right. He's coming for Rob Ray's record.
That is the most unbreakable record in Buffalo sports. the Rob Ray record. I think he's like three. He's got 3,000 something, and Darlene is like their active leader with 300. That record will never be broken. But maybe this guy will take a shot at it.
Maybe
single season. Maybe if he just gets in a fight every night. He's in the lineup.
It's gonna be tough. Thank you to Paul. We'll check on him tomorrow because there's a game here in Buffalo tomorrow, and we can, of course, look back on the game from tonight. Josh Dunn.
91 for Josh Dunn. They did a good job of the numbers don't look alike. 91 and 44. Okay. It's tough to get further apart than that visually. Like if they had worn 44 and, 47,
right,
that'd be more confusing.
803-0550. All right, fine.
Oh, he looked up on the TV.
I did.
You can't look up. Get up is on. You can't look now. Yeah.
This Eagles team reminds me of the Patriots and Chiefs dynasties.
A week after they were talking about Jordan Love, like, could he be the best quarterback in the NFL? It was, is Jordan Love the Packers' problem? Like 20 minutes ago.
Right. That's how it goes. 803-0550, Victory Monday, Football Monday here on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just got a lot of guys that can do a lot of different things. Obviously, we're running the ball really well. James Cook looks like he shot out of cannon every time he touches the football. Our O-line is doing such a good job of communicating and working together. In the passing game, we got guys that are in the right spots. You know, teams are typically playing some soft zones against us, which just some underneath stuff that we're just going to keep taking until they take it away. So, you know, part of the reason that I think, you know, we're having such success is, again, guys know what they're doing. They're in the right spots. And then when there's plays to be made, they're being made.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen. Any Instagram indicators what the Bills did with their long weekend? Anybody out and about? Traveling the world?
That I saw. They probably went to Josh's house, right?
No, I'm just saying. Like, you could have left town. Home Thursday night win. Leave town Friday.
They got practice on Monday, don't they?
Leave town Friday, come back today.
Okay, so like a 2-day trip?
You might even have Victory Monday off, right? If you win on Sunday, you get Monday off.
Right.
So is it out of town Friday, get back here for practice on Tuesday?
Okay.
Should ask Sal that.
Where do the players go?
Yeah. You know, hop on a jet, get somewhere, go to a game, go to another football game. Maybe go back to your alma mater, watch a game on a Saturday.
That is something that you'll see, actually.
Yeah.
Right? Kelsey was doing this a lot, wasn't he, a couple years ago?
Yeah.
Him and both Kelseys. They were all over the place. Could end up a Blue Jays game. They clinched the playoffs over the weekend, right?
Yes, they did.
Drive to Toronto. Could have done that. You wouldn't go cross-country, though. Like, Allen's not going home to see his parents, right? In California. That I would bet they're not doing. Cross-country. Unless he's got access to a private jet.
Right.
Which, if any Bills player, he would be the one.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. It is Buffalo Bills Football Monday, Victory Monday.
Did you watch back any of the Dolphins game?
A little bit. Yeah, I went back and watched the first half.
I was really looking. I watched the coaches' film. Like, is there stuff down the field? Like, was it there? Were they trying for it at all? Did they have to play the game that they chose to play? And I don't think they had to, because the Dolphins definitely came out. Like, they backed up, like, right out of the gates. Like, everybody was backed up, nothing over the top. But there were moments. There were moments where if Josh really wanted to zip it in there, there were big plays to be had. And they stayed on schedule and didn't need it. I don't think Miami is going to be this competitive team going forward. It's more what I'm thinking about from watching that game. Is less, you know, the Bills, you know, did they play with their food a little bit, whatever. It's that Miami's just got, they've got bad problems. And I don't know that them just playing close to the Bills is enough to make me think they're going to win 8 games. Last year they started 2-6, and they managed to win 8. Like, I don't think that they have that in them again.
Miami, could they win 8? You know, have you seen this week's schedule?
For the league?
Yeah.
Miami, by the way, Monday Night Football, right?
Right, against the Jets. It's another Monday night doubleheader.
Okay, good, good. I like
and
that.
Well, you might not if you see the games.
Why?
It's Miami and the Jets, and then it's Bengals-Broncos.
Ooh. Yeah, the Bengals, how soon? What's the earliest that we can flex teams out? Because the Bengals are going to be, I think, a tough watch going forward. And I'm sure they've got more than just that primetime game. They host the Steelers on, it looks like, Sunday Night Football in a couple of weeks. Like, that's not going to be a good game to watch. They have another primetime game against the Ravens later in the year, against the Dolphins later in the year. Like, they should be flexed out of all of those games. Should be willing. You can make exceptions when you have a backup quarterback in. Any time of the year. That should be allowed. Hey, it's week 4. Bengals are on Monday night. No, we're flex not putting it. That on. Yeah.
Yeah, flex it. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Howard picks the Bills tomorrow.
Will he pick 17-0? When will he pick 17-0 is a better question.
Right.
Because he might not do it tomorrow because he picked 5 losses last time. Then they'll beat New Orleans. If they're undefeated going into the bye, will he pick 17-0?
No.
That'd be 6-0 going into the bye.
It's a good question.
When would he pick it?
When does it stop? When does it stop sounding ridiculous to talk about 17-0? Or I guess when is it allowed to start?
I think if they're undefeated after the Chief game,
that's when it's real.
Their record will be, what is that, week 10? And they'll have played 9. If they're 9-0, yeah, that's more than halfway there. You beat the Chiefs. You've got Tampa left. You've got Philadelphia left. And then you got a bunch of bad teams. I think if they get to 9-0, it's a real conversation. Them going undefeated.
And then the conversation is, you know, just sit them against the Jets and don't worry about going undefeated.
Their backups could beat the Jets.
Could. I would want to sit.
It would make that game way more entertaining. I mean, it's a red helmet game, and like one of the disappointments of where they put the red helmet game for me was that it was the final game of the season.
Don't you remember the Twitter poll we put up, which was, this was training camp a couple years ago. Which would you prefer, to go 17-0 or 15-2? And 17-0 lost that poll.
I do not remember this. This happened?
Yes, it did.
More Bills fans said they would. Why? Because of the pressure of being 17-0?
Yeah. Because of what it would mean if you lost.
But the pressure's already, it's already turned up to 11, isn't it?
Man, how am I going
to
find that poll? How am I going to find it?
I could try to find it for you. But
because I don't know the exact language that I put in there, but I posted, what would you prefer, Bills 17-0 or 15-2?
Yeah.
Can I do only, the advanced Twitter search does not allow you to do the search by polls.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you're going to find it, but we did ask that question, and 17-0 lost.
Interesting. I believe you. I believe you. I would definitely take 17-0. Because, what, the thought, does anyone think they would be less likely to succeed in the playoffs because of 17-0 versus 15-2?
It depends. I mean, have they locked up the one seed and don't need to play the Eagles or the Jets?
But they could do that with 15-2 even.
That's what I'm saying. If you're 15, yeah. you're 15-0.
Yeah.
You've clinched the one seed.
Yeah.
You're playing Philadelphia.
Right.
What do? Play? You've clinched home field. You can have a month to get ready.
Yeah.
You tell me to go out and play and try and beat the Eagles?
I would be stunned if they took 3 weeks off.
I don't dispute that.
Should they? Again, like, I'm going to be tempted if we get there. I hope we do. I hope we get there. I hope they're 9-0 after beating the Chiefs and this becomes a thing.
Well,
they just don't play anybody that I would be threatened by. What are their odds of going 9-0?
I mean, could the Browns do to the Bills what they just did to the Packers?
Sure, they could. Their defense is great. And, you know, the Bills could stop the Bills' run game and force them to do things down the field that they don't want to, and the game is close, and they get some luck. What was the luck yesterday? They got a block kick?
Yep.
That's what happens. They get a block kick. Yeah, that's possible. Is it likely? It's likely in the sense of they have so many games against bad teams. And the odds of one game going in that direction is likely, isn't it? They have too many games against bad teams for them not to lose to somebody surprising. Because if they don't lose to somebody surprising, they're losing one game, two games. That's it.
Good point here in the chat on YouTube from David, who says, you got to start Josh at least, hand off, and then get out of the game. Consecutive start streak.
That's right.
That's a good point. That's fair. Extendo Sports coming up, and then the Northtown Automotive Extra Points Show. Sal is coming in. Top of the hour here on a Victory Monday on WGR.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
All right, Mondays are flush full of stats, and here's a good note for you from OptiStats. File this under, somebody checked that out? Yeah, somebody did. Because, you know, you put together this tapestry of NFL games. Anyway, here you go. Russell Wilson is the first quarterback in NFL history to throw for under 200 yards and no touchdowns, then throw for 450 or more, then throw for under 200 and no touchdowns.
Hmm.
Under 200, 450, under 200.
That seems hard to do.
Yes.
Given he's the only person that's ever done it.
Russell Wilson's career, I mean, he was really good for a time, so we will remember that. But I feel like in 10 years, you know, kids are going to look at list of Super Bowl winning quarterbacks and be like, who's Russell Wilson? Was he good? That'll be a...
Ooh, you think it's that bad?
I do. I think people will forget about him.
Do you think he's... This is a question.
Hall of Fame?
Here's a debate culture perfect type of question for them today. Has he played himself out of the Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yep. He's not a Hall of Famer. We got to go.
10-time Pro Bowler.
Wow.
He played in the NFC. I mean, there were no star quarterbacks over there.
Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.